So even though the chatzar has no fence, nothing, no closed door, but when he puts it in, he's standing there, and he will keep away any trespasser and any person from taking it, or an animal from taking it. So maybe it is mishtama. It has to be mishtama, it's not in mitzvah, it has to be guarded by the chatzar. If it's guarded by somebody else, so it's also like, so Matone sees there is a nase who stands in the chotzer. So there is someone who watches it. So it is Mishtam. But by Mitzie, no one is watching it. So if the chotzer stands, so then the chotzer watches it. But if the chotzer doesn't stand either, he has no fence. So it's not Mishtam. So Mele, since it's not Mishtam, so true it is Yad. But there is a loch of mishtamer, is a prerequisite in the kinyan of Yad. That's why it's not here. This is what Chabad says. Alright, now. So Matone, even if it's Chotachayim, it's Vishobo. But while it's crippled, trouble, fractured, he's still Yitzchot Zachayim Beinu Magiyon. So then, B'matone, he's came. So there is a Machlekes Rishayim. How is it? According to Rabbi Bakane, that Matone, Aval Pishot Zachayim Beinu Magiyon. So it is still Kene, because it's Das Acheres. There is Das Acheres. So many Rishonim say, probably most Rishonim say, that the same thing could be true of Tzvi Rotzki Da'aki too, not only Tzvi Shobo Rotzachim. In Tzvi Rotzki Da'aki, because what difference does it make whether he has a fracture or he doesn't? Tzvi Shobo means he has a fracture. So what difference does it make? He has a fracture or doesn't have a fracture? If he can run so swiftly that the person who run after them will not be able to catch them. So it's like Rotzki Da'aki, what difference? Whether it's trouble or not trouble, and seems to be a double portion. Look what the Goyim says in the name of the Rambam. Pshir Sharambam Dafke Kaigav Abom Tzvi, Tzvi Rots Kidar Kimoy. But if the Tzvi is not even trouble, and it's Rots Kidar Kim, normal pain, so then even Matoni is not Kim. Question is, what difference does it make? Whether he has a fracture or what difference does it make? The question is it, can it be caught or it cannot be caught? Someone of Shachim Matoni is came, even if he's Rotzachim Bein Magir, because that's a Harashane, so maybe even by Tzvi Rotzki Da'aki, it should be like, now that just mentions the name of the Raivet, that in explaining the Mishnah that Rotzki Da'ake is not the same as Rotzachayim Ben Magiyon. Rotzachayim Ben Magiyon means he cannot catch the Tzvi inside the Sode. But outside the Sode, it will run after it, it will catch it. But while the Tzvi is inside the Sode, even though he's shovel, he cannot catch it inside the Sode. But outside the Sode, he'll be able to catch it. Rotzki Da'aki means he cannot catch it inside the Sode, he cannot catch it out of Mitzvah. He'll never be able to get it. So in other words, Rotachemi Magion sins, it is reference to the case, were inside the Sodom, that the Tzvi goes through, crosses, and cannot be caught, but outside the Sodom can be caught, so there is a magicum of control over the Tzvi. So Mele by Das Acheres Matni, so he is capable. Mashein Kei, if it's Chotz Hidal Kei, when it cannot be, where it cannot be Mishtameir, I mean when he cannot be caught him outside the sun, so then even Vanatone he cannot be Kei. What the Pshat? So obviously the Rambam Shiti by the writing that Chotzachot in Magia means in Magia the Sechazot, but outside the Sode he can catch it. So Mele by the Asacharis Makri, so he can. What's the difference? So we have to say that what's the difference whether it's Chotzachot in Magia or is Magia? In other words, that is, if it's Chotzachot in Magia, so then it's Mishtam. If it's Chotzachot in Magia, it's not Mishtam. It's not Mishtam. So, apparently, according to the Rambam and the Raivet, who distinguish between Tzvi Rotzki Darke, so that by Matone is not Keni either, and Tzvi Shovo Rotzachovim Nagion, so by Yitzir is not Keni, and Matone it is Keni. So apparently they hold that there are two alohas of the Mishnah. One aloha of in Mishtamer is that if a certain chifetz is not Mishtamer, then it's aloha in the Kinyan Yad. In the Kinyan Yad. Yad cannot be Kinyan if it's not Mishtamer. Like the way the Balamoya and this is read in the Mishnah Zerik explained, Nosum Yorubi Yisheino, so until she wakes up, she cannot do the rashes. Why not? Because of our moyer, it's mitzvah, because it's not mishtam. So it's aloche in the kinya. If it's aloche in the kinya, so mele, it doesn't make any difference between mitzia matot. What's the difference? Mitzia matot. If it's, because the difference between mitzia and matone is, by matone, whether it's a chares makni, so then there is shlichus. There is shlichus. As the Ram, Rashi says, because there is a shlichus of Amonim, so even though there is no dash aleach, but still, no dash aleach, but there is dash aleach. But by Yitzhiya, there is no Baal Amonim, so there is neither dash aleach, nor dash aleach. So maybe there is, it cannot be mitzvah shlichus. But if there is aloch in Kinya, it has to be mishtameh. So, what a veil is the fact that it becomes a Yad Mishlich. But after becoming a Yad, he couldn't be Kenya. By Yad itself, if it's not Mishtameya, he couldn't be Kenya. By Yad itself, if it's not Mishtameya, he couldn't be Kenya. So in other words, if it's not Mishtameya, in any way, there is no control over it. Whether there is no control over it while it is in the yard, in the hot side, or and there is no control even when it's outside the hot side. So let's say it's Tfilos Kedarkin. So then it cannot be caught even when it's outside of Chotzer. So it's not Mishtama, period. It cannot be controlled, it cannot be apprehended, it cannot, there is no control over it, then there is no Pinyan. Yad is only Kene if there is a control over it. But if there, because what's the king? Yad, Yad means Ashush, Yad in hand. Means Ashush. Ayyid Chasal Sin Yodi is Rashi. As Rashi explains it. Taftesh. Ayyid Chasal Sin Yodi. So, Yad means Rishus. Rishus. So the melee, when can there be a kinyan of Rishus? If there is control. If it's not Mishtama in any way, so the melee, there is no control over it, so then there is no kinyan of Rishus, of Yad. So the melee, we cannot say, it becomes a Yad Tushnichas. Fine, it becomes a Yad Tushnichas. And after that, how is the Kenyan? It's a Kenyan. But if it's not Mishtana, period. So then there is no Kenyan. So melee in the case where it is Rotsky Darke, so there is no control over it. It's not Mishtana in any way. It's not Mishtana in any way. So no control over it. So then there is no Kenyan. So even Manatone, he couldn't be king. Hashem came if it's a Tzvishov and it's Rotzvein Magiyeh inside the Sode. But outside the Sode, you'll be able to catch it. So there is control over the Chiddus that is in the Chotzer for a moment. But he couldn't be Magiyeh while it's still in the Chotzer. So then, the halacha that there is no kinyan yad doesn't apply. Kinyan yad only applies to a case where there is not mishtamel altogether. Let's say the woman is asleep. So is there any kind of, she had any control of the dead? She doesn't know what's going on. So then there is no kinyan yad. But in the case of shli shavu, hot stein magiyeh b'seir chasoneh, but Magia Lachra Soya, what difference does it make? He has a control over it. He'll catch it, not while it's in the Chotzer, but when it will be an inch outside of it. Make it be a difference to him, as long as he has the control over the feet. So this halacha, that if not Mishtamir, that Yad is not king, it doesn't apply. But where it has to become a Yad directly, not with the medium of Shliches, so then it has to be Dumya Diyodo. And Dumya Diyodo means that a person, if something is in your hand, so you can keep it, and you don't have to run after it. So in other words, if it's Otsacho, Bein Magia, Besechaso, even though it's Magia, when it's Chutzli Soleh, so then it's not Dumya Diyodo. So then we say, if it can be Mitzashliches, so if it's not the Miyori, it cannot become the Yad directly. So by Mitzie, if it cannot become the Yad directly, it couldn't become Yad for the Miyori Shliches. There is no halacha. Of the matone, even though it cannot become the Yad directly because it's not the Miyor, to be doing the Yoro, then it has to run. If you have something in your hand, you don't have to run after it, after it falls out from your hand, and to pick it up. Just keep it. So in order to be doing the Yoro, it has to be analogous to Yad. And what's the analogy to Yad? That Rotzachov for Magia Bisechas. If it's Rotzachov, then Magia Bisechas. It's Magia Chusli Sode. It's not the Midia. If it's not the Midia, it doesn't become the Yad directly. But there is a Dash Reach, there is a Dash Suchen schon mal von mir. Sie dann bauen wir das, bauen wir nicht, sondern then it can become the art, not directly. So even though it's not going to be the art, so maybe it can become the art. Once it is the art, so it can become a freaking yard. But unless there is a prerequisite that king yard is not effective. So there is another aloha. But the other aloha only implies if there is no shimo altogether, no shimo, no control whatsoever. So then there is no king yard. But chotzachovim magir misichasodeh, but magir chutzachovim, there is shimo. But since it's not magir misichasodeh, so it's not doing the yod. Because the yod you have, you are able to be magir it, to have the control over it, while it's still in your hand, so that it wouldn't even fall out from your hand. And if it is such a situation that you don't have that control, so that it shouldn't fall out from your chotzer, go out from the chotzer, but you have to catch it outside the chotzer. So it's not only your, it is not only your door, so it cannot become the yad directly, but for the medium of shlichus, it can become. It can become. Mashiach came, Gabi Mitzie. So there is no medium of shlichus, because Shlokish of Amone, because of Dash, because of the Aloche of Dash. Shliach u'dash elchei. So mele, but if it's chotzach of magie b'sir chasode, so it's dumye. So it's dumye b'diodo. So mele, it becomes yad directly, but if it's chotzach of any magie b'sir chasode. But chutzli so. So as far as the prerequisite for the king yad is concerned, as long as there is control, so, doesn't matter whether he'll have it within his control while it's still in the yard, or he'll be able to get it after it falls out from the yard. So then there can be a kinyan. By Shino, though it's not Mishtang altogether, there can be a kinyan. That's the difference between Rotzachovim, Magibis, and Chasode, and Tzvirotsky Darkin. Because Tzvirotsky Darkin, so even on that one is. Because if it's Tzvirotsky Darkin, so he has no control altogether. If it's not Mishtamo altogether, then it's like Yishenu. So the Yad itself doesn't be able to. This is how it is to be explained. All right, now. Boy, Rabbi, Zohar Karmi Yitzvah Shoseh, Yotzvah Yitzvah Chachay, Ma'u. Abba Shem Tzidu Nilach, Kimun Adom, Eloi, Omer Lerapap Lerobe, ואמר לרב אדם מאס מרובה, ואמר לרבים לרובה, למה אין מסיס לו איש רוצה מציאה, ואומר רבי ירמי רבי ירחם שרוצה אחרי מגיען, ובואי רבי ירמי מתון איר, וקיום לרב אדם בקרן עם מתון איר, ופשר רוצה אחרי מגיען. So we see that במתון איר, so Abba Shem Tzidu Nilach is Kimun Adonai. Amale, no. We could say that Abba Shem Tzidu Nilach is Lach Kimun Adonai. So by Zohar HaKarmi Kiyu Pesach Zeh Yotze Pesach Acher, if Matone is not Kene. So why do we say by Chotzacho Bein Magiyon that he is Kene? A Matone, because there is this Galgel. So it's kimunach mamesh, it's not Abba Shem Tzidu Nilach. So there it's kimun alam, right Rashi. So I can give to you a kid, Shem Tzidu Nilach, b'sich ha'abir, kimun adome, b'koni b'labai, so vishayin. So you see how Rashi emphasizes. B'yifkir l'chol ha'kid. Why did Rashi say, b'yifkir l'chol ha'kid? What Rashi say, b'yifkir l'chol ha'kid. If it makes the answer is, if it's a kirei, then it's not as a cheras makreis. That's the Chazaka said. But that's why it says, lo yigasinu ba'at kirei. To choshu it as a cheras makreis, lima yisrae matone, bi'at kirei, ki bi'at shio saran, ki miyobi o lefke, o shesri o leket as a cheras, lo yigasinu ba'at kirei, u leilu mishali ashinsk ba'acher. So Rashi says, he wasn't ba'at kirei, he didn't pass that kirei. It's still his. But he is makne to the first one who will be able to grab it. So he gives him matone, but he doesn't give him matone to a determined person. He gives him matone to whoever will be the first one to grab it. But in final analysis, it's actually of the matone, not the efka. She's even rabbi sevadek, he's not done because not I say, she's not done. Now tomorrow, because I did it here, Friday, and last week was an irregular week.
Bava Matzeva, Shir Lamed Tes, by the Rosh Hashiva, Lamed Shvat, Heitov Shem Mem Zion, March 1st, 1987, on Sunday.
See, I think that daily, boy, daily, see, it's a serious identity, the more or less, that's Pshita. Afal Pi, Shalom Nosu, Shubay, Arim, Shalom. Rash. Mitzias, Nei, Bitak, Talim, Nei, Kok, Morgen vorisch mei tein. Bitte aktano, wie xubes jau pino mi kreue, diktano, warf naro, kol schwach nur no bio. So von dis rasch in ins Maschma, wird bitte aktano, die mit zieh in die Reise zu fahren. Only in respect to Benkop, is it a rabbi. But bitte aktano, so that is when you rise in the sea to the father. When you rise in the sea to the father. And not only beating, even now. Even now. And it's very difficult. Let's look up the more. Let's look up the more in Xubis. Now let's go over the morning Xubis. There's a mission that can go on the way. Ob zakoi bibitoi, bigdusheo, bikese, bishtar, bibie. Zakoi bintzioso, maisi odeo, aforas nidoheo. So the mission mentions the things that the father acquires by beating. Bigdush, bishkese. So it belongs to him and he can meet his daughter, Bidush. And the Keset belongs to him. Zakoy bin Tzioso Maisi Adel. If the daughter finds an Abide, so who owns it? Who acquires it? The father. And if the daughter has certain earnings, so who to whom does belong? To the father. Afaras Adorel, the Aloch is the Tiktano and the Inaro. So the father can be made for the daughter. Beg us not. Mkabel is Gito. And if she receives the get, so who is Mkabel the get? The father. The father. Veneich opin is Bechayel. Nisei's yeso rabal sheikh of Pilip Hayel, the Hayel himself, Pilkano, Borosso, the Yehime, Rapiron, should be soil, Bishna Halim Kres. Because if you know, how do we know that the father can be Mikabel, the Gdushin for his daughter, can be Mikabel Dushin for his daughter, and the Keset belongs to him? Om Rabbi Makobi Otochino in Keset, in Keset Bonze, the Irish Kesef brought the Nach yesterday Seder. And Man Rodeo, Beina Levido, all right. But how do we know? The Torah says, Yotzachio, in Kesef. So, the Lord, when she comes in daylight, so the Lord, so she eats the hills. But maybe she herself acquires the Kesef. How do you know Hashto, you have a couple of Yishoel, the Sila Shit, the Sakirish has there, you shakwe kaspe. How can we say that once she becomes a Dele, he's an Arab? So then she's Yitzel Achilles from the Mishus Ordin, but the Kesef Dushin belongs to her. If the Allah is that he can be a couple of Dushin and he doesn't require her Das, it's not the Stabber. That the father can, is capable of giving the over bedushin to somebody, and he shouldn't acquire title in the case. How do we know that the father can turn over bedushin to somebody by now as business as Isha Zet Nosat, which means he can turn over? He's the das market, not she. So Isha could use shakle, kasle. How is that? So you go ask, but the posse of Bitu Satuli Shazeh might have reference to Ktano. All right, when she was Ktano, she was already a Gela. But at the time she became an Ishishi, she was a Ktano. So, hey, Mahan Milktano, a Sriyad, Abonarabi Sriyad, you will come to Shnapsho, be you a Tishko Kaspo, Omakro, be you a Reo Beis of you. Kol Shvach Nurin Lovio. So, the Pasuk says, Nureo Beis Avio, Kol Shvach Nurin Lovio. So that means that the Dushi Kesef also belongs to the Father. Even by now, not only by now. The Hod Omer Abuni Omer Rab, Nain Shemasi Abbas Lovio, Shenema Kiyim Jerish Es Biti Lomo, Ma Omo Mais Yodeo Le Rabo Abbas Mais Yodeo Lovio. Normally capable of minorel. So Rav learns out from his special posse that the mice here die of the Baas belong to their father. In other words, if the Baas now has a job and she has earnings, so the earnings belong to the father. If you say that from Morel of Isabio, even though it's mentioned we got the first story. What does the Torah say in the Rabbi Shabir? You gotta pull up the dollar. But if you are going to say that even though the post of the Rabbi Shabir is mentioned in the parasha of the dollar, but it implies in general aloch, kol shvach nul in Rabbi. So why do we need the posseed? In other words, why do we need the posseed? Ligabi Maisi Adai, especially posseed. We should know that the Maisi Yodayim of the Bas, the Nao, belong to the father on account of the general din of Shvach Mo'al Nabiyo, the fact that Rav has to resort to a special Xerzakos, that the earnings belong to the father, shows that there is no general din. All the Shvach Mo'al, everything that she gains, everything that she gets, so belongs to the father. So Mele, so how do we know by now the Kesef Kedushin belongs to the Father? The Elo, the Elo Hodom Abunim Arab Naim Shemai Sabas Lo Biyoshan Lo Hin Kedushin Bilomo Mao Hodom Asir Dele Rabo Abbas Asir Dele Biyo Lomali Teipu Kleid Min Arab Bisabiyo Elo Ahud Bifas Dole Merechse. So that's why you couldn't learn how that the Maishyadeo belongs to the father. Because the concept of Nurel Bishabri only tells us that the father has the keach to enroll the Nidorim or the Nidorim. That's all. So Mele, how do we know that a father can be Mikabel, the Kedushin of the Naro, and the Kesef belongs to him? Vichitei Nenei Lefnei, Mamei Misori Alpino, Vichitei Lefnei מקנוסם או במקנוס לא יפנם, וחיתים אני עוד כמי שסוף גם שאני דיגם דבין המשרבי, אבל מסתברי, תכין עם מי כך, בוא נמציא לי כמו זה כל מי. והוא מדמי, הוא יציא לא יציא, הוא שגב לא נפלו משישו לגמרי, יציא לא, עקתי, מחסרי, והוא מדום לגמור איזה קשי, so the more you tell us how you know the kesef of an arrow belongs to the father, because we learn it out from the Yotzer Chinom, ein kesef, yitzia di kavose kolomai, ma kesef yitzia sode, yahabe osom, kesef di odin shi yitzim enu, boye, mebe kipini gireinu, in gas hat in yeiso, ba meisa nesene srei, af yikoma name yish kesef yitzia acheres, דודן שייצים אינו בוי למבה, ולא ילידי דוד. יציא אחרס דודן שייצים אינו בוי למבה, ולא ילידי דוד. והיא אמרת לידידו אבא, לא יקמימה איתי ציליקה, ואז כך מפורש. בשביל זה רב חייבוין, so you know it is a terrace, no. What was the origin? What was the original cash? For, ביות צוחינו, אין כסף. In kesef lo nzeh, v'yish kesef lo nachir. So, we learn out that, in other words, you see the kavosek of the night. In other words, just as the gabe, the odin from whom she is yitzis, nirshus, so in other words, she's eating from the shoes, and the kesef doesn't belong to him. So here too, there's not nachir. So she's entering his shoes, and domo vrio, he's entering the shoes of the father, and the kesef belongs to him. Oh, all right. Then the Gemara says, Zakoye b'mtsioso mishumeibo. So the Gemara says in so many words that the posik of b'nurel b'isobiyo, the posik of b'nurel b'isobiyo, that he only tells us gabnidore, but he doesn't tell us ligabi. Other halachas of Shvach Nurim, he doesn't tell us the other halachas of Shvach Nurim Nabi. But the reason is why Mashiadel belongs to Abiyo, that's because of Exil Sakosu, of Shivim Kirim Sheshtifu Yomo, Ma'omu Mashiadel Rabo, Abbas Mashiadel Abiyo. And how about Mitzia? So Mirayse, the Mitzia, the Baz, doesn't belong to the Father. But the reason is why the Mitzia of the Baz belongs to the Father, that is because of Eivor. Shmeivor. So what is the Eivor? The Chibin, the Nechayev. In other words, if the Mitzia wouldn't belong to the Father, then there will be ill will between the father and the daughter. Why should there be ill will? So Rashi says, the chidin din chayv is in Yisrael, he amret mitzioso, shalo ikeive b'lizayim losu. So if we'll say that the mitzia doesn't belong to him, he will not be disposed to support her, because he's not mechuyev to support her. But in fact, he's mechuyev, not mechuyev. Every father supports the daughter. Suppose the other, whether she's Tano or she's Nao, he does it. But if we are going to say the Mitzia doesn't belong to him, so many father might be disposed to refuse to support her. So because this is how Rashi explains. That's the evil. In other words, the chidin din chayim ben Yisrael, yamret mitzios shaloh, ikei bevul zaynus. Taste this is another option. Pir du kuntres chidin din chayim ben Yisrael, יאמין סושל עצמי יקאילו לזיין. ואומרים יראה, עבד עם ציאוס ההיימי שלו יקדשנו לנובל ומגישים. Because, in other words, if he doesn't get a mitzia, so he might turn her over to a person who is sick. When the woman kishkin means a person who is sick, he has a contagious disease. I mean, so that's a machlekes between Rashi. Anyway, here the Gemara says in so many words that the whole halacha that according to also is special for the chacham. We should be able mid reise. So mid reise. So he is. He's not a Zeichen Mitzvah, Midereise. But Achonis Chachonim Mishmeiro. And not because of Binorel Bishavir. Because Binorel Bishavir, the Gemara says, is mentioned Gabi Achonis Degorin. And we cannot learn out Momen from Isa. And Maizir Deor, Midereise belong to the father because of the special deal Sakoso. So that's because Sakoso is mentioned in connection with Maizir Deor, but it's not mentioned in connection. It's not mentioned in connection with in connection with Mitzieh and Mitzieh, so with the Raisa doesn't walk the father. It's only Rabban. Here, so Rashi is very difficult. Here Rashi says that it's with the Raisa. Mitzieh may be there and may come known for it. My time, be there, Tano, Bixubes, Yalkinlo. Mikroye diktano vafnaro kol shvachnero rabia. So it's contrary to the Gemara in Ksuves. First of all, the Gemara in Ksuves says that from the Pamnorel of Yisabio, we cannot learn out shvachnero rabia, because that is mentioned that the Akoros of God. It's not mentioned that be anything else. And Momenim Yisur is Riyakinon, but my Siyadel Midraisi belongs to the father because of his special Zer Sakosu. He didn't care if he's Bite Leomo, now what my Siyadel Riyakinon? Av, the Rabbo, Av, Abbas, my Siyadel, my Siyadel Riyakinon. But as far as Mitzir, so it's only Zekatanus Chachonim, so Mishmeibo, why does Rashi say that is because of Shvach Nirol Avio is in the rice. A very strong cash against Rashi.
So it's Marshman from our Gemara that Rashi holds as Gezer Sakasov.
Not Gemara, but Gemara is not Marshman, from Rashi it's
Marshman. From Rashi, our Rashi.
But Gemara says the counter. Gemara says that the reason of Gezer Sakasov that Mitzias Abbas is Avio. And then the man with the Raisi, it's not Rabio, but the special Nakonis Chachomim, here Rashi says that vis-a-vis Bastano, it's not with Rabbonah, it's with Raisi, and because of Shvach Nerol Rabio, so the Gemara says, because the Kosovo of Nerol is Rabio, that's only Gavin in the Kosovo of Gavin, and Momin we cannot learn out, but Raisi of Gavin is with Raisi because of the special of the Kosovo, but Mitzir, that's not like Raisi of Gavin, so there is no special of the Kosovo. No, I think that the Yeshua gives a very good answer. So the Yeshua says, and the Maramshif also gives the tariffs. The Maramshif also gives the tariffs. They say that according now, here in Ksuves, there is a machleket between Rashi and Jesus. The more in Ksuves says, then the reason is why the Mitzia of the Bas is Lovio is because of Abel. It's because of Abel. It's because of Abel. And here Rashi says that it's in your eyes. That it is in your eyes. So, I think that Yeshua and the Maramshi, they both say, because in the Yerushalme there is an abaye. In the Yerushalme there is an abaye. Yerushalme in Ksuves, there is an abaye. This halacha that Mitzia of the Bas, he belongs to the father, doesn't apply only to a Mitzia in which the Bas exerts the guilt. Let's say she found something, she took that's a machine key. Even see a film to a hotter, which he deserved him to hear from that. Or even when the buzz didn't exert him to hear, didn't exert him to hear, it still belongs to him. It's an issue by the Yerushalmi. So it's not clear whether the Yerushalmi is patient with the body or the Yerushalmi. He's not patient with the body. So they say, textually, there is a lochet,